Please stand as you are able for the presentation of our colors. Please join our nationally accredited Columbia Fire Department Honor Guard as we salute our nation by going through the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please be seated. I now ask Captain Thomas Gorin to join us to give the invocation for tonight's ceremony.
Can you please bow your head and join me in prayer? Lord, we come to you tonight with grateful hearts, grateful for the safe travels of all of our friends and families that could be here tonight, and for the successful completion of this recruit school. We ask you, Lord, that you lay your blessing upon this ceremony tonight and watch over us as we celebrate this joyous occasion. Amen.
Thank you to Captain Gorin. Sort of came in hot today. Had a lot of meetings today, so we apologize for the last minute. My name is Clayton Farr. I have the amazing pleasure of being the current Columbia Fire Chief. We want to welcome you all tonight to our Basic Recruit School graduation for Basic Recruit School 2022-3. Tonight, we're going to honor our newest graduates, and along with the families and friends of our newest graduates, both from the Columbia Fire Department, as well as our Jefferson City Fire Department, along with Matt Schofield and his staff with the Jefferson City Fire Department. We thank you all for being here tonight. It's been a long, hard, challenging 16 past weeks for our recruits. I had a chance to visit with them today and welcome them officially to our family, talk them through some of the challenges they had. They all mentioned that when they got to about week 12, they thought, we're done. But then we had some more time to go. So we appreciate your all's diligence in going through this process as we work together to create a teamwork environment that allows us to really excel in this team build environment. During the last 16 weeks, our recruits have amassed over 640 hours of classroom as well as practical training. We've covered everything from firefighting to hazardous materials response, technical rescue. They've received multiple state certifications as well as certificates of completion. They've built skills and knowledge. They've learned to work as a team. They've trained to do the physical and demanding job that we ask of them for the citizens of the City of Columbia as well as the citizens of Jefferson City. I'd like to personally thank our training staff, our training captains, our chief training officer, Michael Arnhart, in his absence, our training captains, Joey Simmons, Captain Ryan Adams, and Captain Daniel Sarkar. Is Captain Sarkar here? In his absence. As well as our many on-shift crew members who contributed to the success of our recruits. One of the most important milestones of any firefighter's career is the moment your first badge is pinned on your shirt. Tonight, I'll ask each recruit to come forward to receive their badge. To the recruits, I'm honored, and I would be honored, to pin your badge on you if you so choose. However, if you've designated a family member to do so, we'd ask for you to bring them up as well at that time. We'll start with Firefighter Caleb Perry. Recruit Caleb Perry, please come up. Recruit Christian Hewlin. Recruit Bryce Bowman. Recruit Trevor Park. From the Jefferson City Fire Department, recruit Taylor Bryan. From the Jefferson City Fire Department, recruit McGuire Shear. If you've been wondering what our six recruits have been up to for the last 16 weeks, we put together a brief slideshow slash video. This is always a point as fire chief, we're a little nervous because I have not seen this yet either. So I've been assured that it is family oriented and efficient. We're having a few technical difficulties. We'll get it here in a minute. I'd be remiss for not mentioning our state fire marshal, Tim Bean, and his wife, Judy. We're very appreciative to have you amongst us tonight. Thank you. During each of our basic recruit schools, the training staff, as well as the recruits themselves, identify two recruits who uphold the values that we all hold near and dear to us. And we want to honor two of the basic recruit school graduates tonight. The first is for our academic award. So would Mr. Caleb Perry please come forward? No embarrassment there, so. The second award is for our Distinguished Graduate Award. This is an award that is voted upon by the recruits themselves. So this is so they're shaking their heads. They're like, what? So would Mr. Christian Hewlin come forward? To the families of our recruits, we want to thank you for entrusting your family members, these men, boys, dads, sons, to us, to our training program. We've had a very fine group of these young men, and we're very proud of all that they've been able to accomplish. So we're very thankful to you for entrusting them to us and our training staff to bring them to this conclusive point tonight. We anticipate they'll start their shifts almost immediately, and we're very happy to have them with us. At this point, we're going to administer the oath of office to the four Columbia firefighters, so I'd ask that you please stand. We'll just do it where you are. So honor, dedication, and commitment are the foundation of our profession. So at this point, please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name. Do solemnly swear that I possess all qualifications for the office of firefighter for the city of Columbia, Missouri. Missouri. Shake those jitters out, it'll be okay. That I am not subject to any of the disqualifications set forth in the charter of the city of Columbia. That I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States and the state of Missouri. And the charter and ordinances of the city of Columbia. And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of my office. If you could only see the smiles that I'm getting, it's awesome. So help me God. Congratulations, gentlemen. You may be seated. Once we've given the benediction and we close out, I'll have you all four come up and sign your oaths, and then we'll get those back to you soon. So to close out the evening, I'd like to invite Captain Thomas Gorin back to give us the benediction.
Would you please bow your head in prayer? Lord, we ask for you to keep your loving and guiding hand over these new firefighters as they start the beginning phase of their careers. We ask that you make them men of impact and authenticity. We ask that you fill them with pride, honor, and integrity as they begin to build their legacy. We ask that you protect them over their career from the many dangers that they will face. Lastly, Lord, I offer to you the fireman's prayer. When I am called to duty, God, wherever flames may rage, give me the strength to save a life, whatever be its age. Help me to embrace a little child before it's too late, or save an older person from the horror of that fate. Enable me to be alert and hear the weakest shout, quickly and efficiently to put the fire out. I want to fill my calling to give the best in me, to guard my friend and neighbor and protect their property. And if according to your will, I must answer death's call, bless with your protecting hand my family, one and all. Amen.
This concludes our ceremony tonight. We thank you all so much for coming out. We thank the Chief of the Jefferson City Fire Department again and your staff, our State Fire Marshal, and most of all the families of all of our recruits. They're entering into a new era. They're no longer going to be called recruits. You are all now firefighters. Welcome to the family. Always lean on each other. Always remember, as we talked about today, the way you felt that giddy excitement when you received that phone call offering you a position. And that will serve you well throughout your careers. So thank you all again for coming tonight. We really appreciate it. There are refreshments in the lobby, so please, I understand there's cake, so we firefighters like our cake. So thank you all again for coming tonight.